something, a curious mind. It really gets me every time she smiles. She's calling my line, she wants to spend time with me. Can't believe it, 'cause she's so fine. She's so fine. She's so fine. She's so fine. With me tomorrow, so we can parlay. I hope that love will follow if we can relay. Ooh, 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 ooh. To be my darling, she keeps on calling. I just can't believe it's me she needs. She's all on my line, she wants to spend time with me. Can't believe it, 'cause she's so fine. She's so fine. She's so fine. She's so fine. She's so time we try to meet, she's never on her own. Always someone else to greet. I wonder if she knows. Now I just don't know, really can't decide. Every time she hit my phone, is she too fine? Every time we try to meet, she's never on her own. Always someone else to greet. I wonder if she knows. I just don't know, really can't decide. Every time she hit my phone, is she too fine? Too fine, 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 is she too fine?
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds. I'm your... the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104, 08, 09, 10, 11, and 12 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And here we are. We're in the show. Sometimes I feel like I should prepare a longer intro, and then I'd have more to say. I'm also... Let me turn my volume down. That might be a bit more manageable for the listeners at home or in the car or wherever you happen to be. But anyways, as I said, this is the radio show that might be about birds. Sometimes I make good on that. Well, it's not a promise, but I make good on that suggestion. And other times you're left without birds in your life for the hours of 1 to 2 a.m. on a, you know, Tuesday morning. And that's, I hope, okay too, because... You know, I really can't do anything about that. But anyways, in this show, I prepare 30 minutes worth of music for an hour-long show. I spend the other half hour talking at you. I don't prepare anything, and usually it's pretty bad. So buckle up and enjoy this strange trip on the love boat through the love canal, where actually, you know what? Valentine's Day happened. I think in between last show and this show. What day is it? It's the, yes, Valentine's Day happened. My birthday happened. That was today, or yesterday, I suppose, technically. It was the 18th of February. And now if you want to get my like banking information, you have my full name and my birthday. And that's going to, you know, you're well on your way to stealing my identity at this point. But I would ask that you don't. You also have my radio name, DJ Pending. Anyways, we heard, to start off the show, So Fine by Djembe Jones, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. So let's start with Valentine's Day, I guess. Let's go through the happenings of the week. This is usually what I do on the show, because I need to talk about something. And I suppose my past is, I've said this many times, I think every time this semester. In fact, I won't say it this time. We're gonna shake the, I don't know. We're gonna shake something, and then we're gonna continue on talking. I broke something. Oh no. Okay. I'm going to put that something back. It's not an important something, but it's not my thing. Okay, I think I put it back together. Sorry, what a terrible radio show. But that's okay. We're not here to be good. We're just here to be present. It was Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day occurred. I'm single, and so not a whole lot happened to me on Valentine's Day. For single folk who don't get all moody and weird, Valentine's Day is sort of just like another day. Except for the small fact that I saw my friend Jen walking around. And this happens, actually. The way Jen and my schedule interact, I'll be walking up this like set of stairs outside while she's walking down. And she's always has headphones on and is like looking at her phone. And so to get her attention, I have to hit her. Like, not hard. But hard enough, I think, that people around us think I'm sort of accosting her. I think accost is a word. But I'll hit Jen. And one time she was talking to someone else and didn't see me, and I think the person was actually worried. But so I hit Jen, and Jen looks around like, what? And then Jen sees me, and her face lights up, because Jen is a wonderful, warm, lovely person. And her face lights up, and because it was Valentine's Day, which I'll add is one of Jen's favorite holidays, she's all like, oh, hi, Jonah, I love you so much. You're one of my wonderful favorite people. And I'm like, Jen, you're so fantastic, and I love having you in my life. And that was sweet. Now, for Jen, that sort of interaction can happen any old day. But I think Jen made a point to do it in that moment because it was Valentine's Day. Maybe I shouldn't make this joke, but I will. And so, to surmise, my Valentine's Day consisted of my hitting a woman and her telling me that she loved me. Oh, no. Okay, let's pretend I didn't say that. Thank you for the understanding. But I like Valentine's Day, because I was kind of alluding to this, but, you know, as a single person who doesn't care too much, it's kind of nice to see all these... I've made this point. It's nice to see all these people out and about. Now, some people who are single despise Valentine's Day. Despise it to such an extent where even after they're in a relationship, they continue despising it out of sheer principle for the person they once were. It's kind of like visiting a grave, I guess. You know, the headstone's not getting anything out of it, but I don't know. I guess you get something out of it. This has taken a strange turn. And it's okay. You know, I don't want to discount their experience with Valentine's Day. I mean, some people really... It really does exacerbate any underlying feelings of negativity about their current romantic situation, and that's sad. And I'm sorry they feel that way. And that's a very valid way to feel. In conclusion, you can like it, and that's okay, and I like it. Or you cannot like it, and that's okay too. It's a very accepting show, and I just want everyone to feel safe, and I'm sorry about the joke I made earlier, if it made you feel unsafe in any way. I think I've covered my bases there. But it's more than covering my bases. Genuinely, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable listening. Well, I don't want... In some ways, I think it's an uncomfortable show. And I know that people do feel uncomfortable listening to this show, but that's more an effect of them feeling awkward on my behalf rather than them feeling any personal offense or threat to their safety based on the messages I espouse on this show. So anyways, Valentine's Day happened, and I, as a single person, I got together with my other single friends, which sounds kind of sad, but like I said, it's just a normal day for me. So we ate cake. My friend got citizenship, Steven. I mention him sometimes on the show. He's an American citizen. So we ate cake and we played games, and it was a nice day. And I'll tell you more about things that happened to me and maybe other things that didn't happen to me after I play some more music, because we're going to shift to the music again. So I hope y'all enjoy. I like the playlist, and maybe you will too. And you're loved, and you're lovely, beautiful, wonderful. And I'll be back, and we'll talk some more. So, yeah, enjoy. No.
standing by the lane with my hands in my pocket, jingling a wish coin that I stole home. Found out was down on the cares in the world. When I get older, climbing up on the back porch fence just to see the dogs running with the ring and a question. And my shivering voices slinging through a crack.
Nah, 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 nah. I better go it alone. Na 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 na. I better go it alone.
We just heard Nakamura by Hiatus Coyote, followed by Go It Alone by Beck. And now, before I start saying words for myself again, I'm going to say words from other people in the form of a PSA. And so if you buckle up, this is a bit of a wild one. So I'm just going to go in for it. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. So there you go. There's a good PSA about the importance of maintaining proper dental hygiene. And not skipping any steps. I mean, it's weird. People are so varied in their dental hygiene, I find. Wherein I know people who floss every morning and every night without fail. And they use the fluoride toothpaste and they brush for 2 minutes. And then I know people who they look at all that and they say, yeah, that's one way to kill bacteria and protect your tooth enamel, but here's another way, killing them with kindness. And what they do is they take a bottle of molasses and they put about a cup of molasses in their mouth, so their cheeks are bulging with molasses, and they just swish that around their mouth in order to sort of overload the bacteria with sugar. And what actually happens is that the bacteria are so prosperous that they quickly multiply and soon reach levels that are not sustainable. And so it's kind of like an algae bloom where the bacteria just it's insane, out of this world growth. And then after a while, everything dies because the bacteria use up all the resources in the mouth, and then they can't live anymore. And so it all dies, and that's sort of another method of dental hygiene. And so it's kind of like, pick your poison. You've either got to, A, go through the hassle of getting... You have to pay for the fluoride toothbrush and the fancy tooth... The fluoride toothpaste and the fancy toothbrush and the fancy floss, and you have to go through all that process, or... And you get consistently clean mouth, and that's great. People like that. But alternatively, for the low, low price of a bottle of molasses, you can just kind of go through the whole bacteria bloom process. And you also get really strong cheek muscles out of it, because swishing molasses around your mouth is not an easy task. Because, you know, it's a viscous material, far more viscous than I would say is meant to be swished. Swashed, I think, is the past participle. Past participle being what I think the form of a verb I'm looking for, given the grammatical context of the sentence. Oh, boy, do I sound like I'm trying to sound smart. But anyways, you get a nice sort of, you get your cheek muscles, and that way your smiles look extra buff. And the ladies, I've heard, or the men, or whoever you're after, that seems a bit too predatory, whoever you're attracted to, the person you're attracted to, the specific person who you are attracted to, I heard they're into buff smiles. Because people, here's what you got to keep in mind. People are used to, you know, the biceps, and you can't see it, but I'm flexing in the studio as I say this. Or the abs, of which I have abs, just not defined abs. And that's okay. Everyone like, you know, the quads, the lats, the calves. These are the muscles that people are used to seeing, and I think they've sort of habituated them. They've grown used to them to the point where they don't really have an effect on attraction anymore. But I tell you what, if you smile at someone and your kind of face tenses up and bulges in unexpected ways, now that is hot. Because it's new, it's interesting, it's a novelty, and it's a novelty that people want to explore, and it's a novelty that the person you are, the person who are you are romantically or sexually attracted to wants to explore, or both. You can be attracted to them in both ways, or even neither ways, and in that case, the people who are you aren't attracted to aren't into that. Regardless, you should wash your mouth with molasses and call that oral hygiene. But don't tell the people. I'm going to be on one of those clickbait ads. You know, dentists hate them. One quick trick to a healthy mouth and a healthy love life. This guy discovered it all. And they'd have a picture of a bird, because that's the best they have for a picture of me. And next to the bird, they'd be a question mark, because that's right, it's probably birds. Let's have some bird facts. Speaking of hygiene, there are some birds, I've seen this on the internet, or maybe it was on TV. There are some birds that hang around rhinoceros, I think is the plural of rhinoceros. So there are these birds that hang around rhinoceros, and they eat the ticks off, the ticks and the lice, or... I don't know what sort of bugs bother rhinoceros, because... Well, anyways, the birds hang around and they eat the things off of the rhinoceros, and that's how the birds live, and that's how the rhinoceros stay hygienic. they don't have molasses because they never bothered to invent it. I don't know how molasses is made, actually. I assume it's mostly sugar. Maybe it's like sugar byproduct. What's really cool about the station is that we have Google. And so if I just hit up a quick Google search, molasses, I don't know how to spell it either. Molasses. Thick, dark brown syrup obtained from raw sugar during the refining process, a version of which is used in baking and or oral hygiene. So yes, it is just sugar byproduct is my understanding here. So there you go. It all connects. Rhinoceros, molasses, and this radio show. Isn't that incredible? But anyways, what else happened during the week for me? I got a flat tire. I don't have a lot of time to tell you this story, so maybe I'll save it, but yeah, I was driving. I was 30 minutes away from my house, and I got a flat tire. And so, being a capable individual, I swapped it out for the spare, and then discovered that actually the spare was also flat. Luckily, I was near a Shell gas station. Here's a quick advertisement for Shell. They're not paying me, but they did have a free air compressor, and for that, I thank them. And then I managed to get a new tire, and I was stuck in Needham, Massachusetts until like 7:30, and I was had to get home late, but it was an experience, and to be completely honest, I didn't mind it too much, because we keep it easy. But anyways, that was a very quick telling of a much longer story that you'll probably never get to hear, and that's honestly probably no real loss to you. And so that being said, I'm going to play more music, and then I will return, and we'll keep doing this dance we call radio. And so I hope you enjoy, and know that you are valuable and loved and overall a wonderful person. I do believe that. You know, you can offer a lot. And I'm sure people notice that you put a lot into people. I love you. We'll keep it at that for now. I'm going to play music, and I hope you enjoy. Great.
Told ya. some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of goal, some kind of majesty, some chemical load. Some kind of metal made up from glue, some kind of plastic I could wrap around you. The needy eat man-mades, they wear phony clothes. They sit with our picture book and build big bull.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold.
Like plastics and digital foils to wrap up a sound and protect the girls from the spiritual poison we expel at night. Like phony clothes, but I really like might.
Some kind of nature,
some kind of nature, some kind of soul.
We just heard Inside Out by Spoon, followed by Some Kind of Nature featuring Lou Reed by The Gorilla, or not The Gorillas, just normal gorillas. And let's see, let's talk about things relevant to here and now. My birthday was today. If I had like a soundboard, I'd play like applause, but we're just... Hooray! Woo! That's the best I can do because I don't have a soundboard. No, I have a soundboard, but not like a board that if I press buttons plays pre-recorded sounds, if that makes any sense. It was my birthday. Hooray! It was nice. Over the weekend, my brother Max and his girlfriend Cameron, both of which I've mentioned before, showed up. Announced, I knew they were coming, and we hung out, and it was my brother's birthday too, because he's my twin, although he wasn't here today. They left on Sunday, which was yesterday, just to orient yourself in time and space. But we got dinner with my grandparents twice, and we studied together, and we played pool, because my brother Max is very much, he plays pool. And I don't really play pool except for when he's here, and so I'm pretty bad at pool. And I'm always kind of making those shots where you're sort of, you've got the cue behind you. Like, I know how to play pool, I'm just not good. But so I've got the cue behind me, and I'm like lying half my torso against on the table, and I'm trying to, like, you know, angle my shoulders in such a way that I can sort of, it's like a full body motion where I twist at the hips and the cue hits the cue ball. And that might... It never worked. It was never successful. But if it was, that would have been pretty cool. But so it's my birthday, or it was my birthday, and that was nice. But a problem has emerged in that people keep giving me like sweets and sweet things. And at first I'm like, this is great. So my grandmother made me brownies, and that was fantastic. I've been eating those brownies and they taste delicious. And I'm like, great, brownies, fantastic. And I also have like cookies stockpiled in my room and chocolate. So I already have a sizable stockpile. But so I have brownies, and she also gave me ice cream and hot fudge. And I'm like, great, perfect. And then my housemate slash secret lover, Aiden, he made me caramel, which is fantastic as well. I love caramel. He made a lot of caramel. So we've got a whole lot of caramel in the fridge now, as well as the brownies and the chocolate and the cookies. And then my friend Steven, who I mentioned got citizenship, bought me a cake. He bought me my favorite German chocolate cake. He knew it was my favorite because it was the cake I bought him when he got his citizenship. And I didn't know what cake he liked, so I just got my favorite, and he ended up liking it too. But so now I've got what? I've got brownies, I've got cake, I've got cookies, I've got caramel, I've got chocolate. I've got ice cream, I've got hot fudge. And then my dear friend Mandy, who I've mentioned a few times, she's fantastic, and I don't deserve her in her life. I don't deserve her in my life. I should say. Mandy, well, she didn't really make me a cake. What happened is that she made her boyfriend, Will, a cake for Valentine's Day, a coconut cream cheese frosting cake, which I helped frost. And then she had a bunch of leftover cake. And so Will's leftover Valentine's cake that I helped frost became my birthday cake. And so now I have two cakes, both of which are less than half eaten. I've got two cakes. I've got a bunch of brownies. I've got a bunch of caramel. I've got chocolate. I've got cookies. I've got ice cream. I've got hot fudge. And it's, guys, this is a real, it might seem, it's very first world problems. I'm not going to not deny that. But at the same time, it's a very real problem in my life right now where I have a lot of, and I don't like wasting food. Perhaps to an extent that borders on the unhealthy. I learned that from you, Dad. But I did too. I really did. But I've got a lot of food and not a big enough stomach or a big enough tolerance for sugar to handle it all. And I love sugar. But oh my God, if I'm not here next week, you know why. It's because I've died. I've been replaced by, and also I'm washing my mouth with molasses every night. And so that kind of, which, you know, come to think of it, that kind of ruins the whole molasses plan, because if you just keep replenishing the sugar, the bacteria is never going to run out of resources. So if you do take that advice, make sure to space out the molasses mouthwashes so that you don't keep supplying the bacteria with the food they need to thrive. You want to kill them in the end. It's a period of thriving, and then it's a slow, slow death. And then it's a healthy mouth? Yeah. Yes, it is. But so it's my birthday. Hooray. Or it was my birthday, and now I have too much delicious things because my friends are wonderful people, and really, they are fantastic. And like, this is legit. Like, almost every day I think about how wonderful it is to have these people in my life. Not joking. I think about that, like, almost on the daily. So if you're out there and you know me, that's awesome. Go you, because I am a big fan of you. Let's see. I think what we're going to do now, well, maybe I'll talk a bit longer. Well, probably not. I haven't talked as long as I normally do, but I've been talking too much this show. So I think we're going to play some more music, and then I'll come back, and then we'll end the show, which in some ways will be sad. I know. And people might come and kick me out a bit early because it will be their time to have a show. They weren't here last week, but, I mean, who knows? I haven't really been able to judge them long enough to figure out if they're going to be consistent or not. Normally people are, and if they're not, they have good reason to not be. I don't want to judge them. I just want to know whether or not I have to be ready to be kicked off. And even if I did know, I wouldn't be ready. But anyways, I'm going to play more music. I'll come back. You are so, so great. And I hope you enjoy the last two songs. I'll be back. I love you. Wonderful. ¶¶
Oh, kisses goodnight for a change. Getting zero. Cold and molded fingers almost reaching the ozone. How did I ever put my lips on your ears? But I did not. Tattoos and bruises. Your smooth skin is sweet, just like the color of caramel. And I'm choosing to spend my moments.
We just heard Don't Wanna Fight by the Alabama Shakes, followed by Way Cool Baby Love by Daisy. And those were the last two songs of the night. And so now I want to kind of ease into the only regular segment of the show, which is when I talk about loving yourself and caring for yourself, which are very important things. And so let's talk. I mean, for those college students who are listening, I know that we're kind of really getting into the meat and potatoes of the semester, if you will. Tests are starting to come up. Projects are starting to come up. And I want to remind you all that you are perfectly capable people who can do it. But also, even if you can't do it to the level that you expected, that doesn't make you like a failure, really. And it's important to keep in mind that everything sort of exists on a continuum or a spectrum, and it's not sort of success or failure, winner or loser, and that you are somewhere on that sort of continuum. And there, you know, there are people worse at you, there are people better than you, and depending on what we're looking at, you're going to be placed differently. But just make sure, if you find yourself sort of falling into that all or nothing thinking of either I do this or I failed, make sure to sort of, if you can, take a step back and maybe check yourself on that or realize, hey, you know, if I can't get this question right, well, I've got these other questions right and I've kind of understand what's going on here, but need to ask more questions, and that's all right. So just keep that in mind, that you don't need to be perfect. And I love you regardless. And I'm sure there are so many people in your life who don't care how you do on a test. And it's okay if you're not one of those people. I understand that academics are important to many people, but just keep it in mind that that's not everything, and that, you know, you're wonderful, and you don't need, just keep that in mind. And remember also that you're not your feelings, you know? You can have these thoughts, you can have these feelings, but you're also more than that. And you're more than that to a lot of people, and I hope that you can be more than that to yourself. So just, you're worth it, you're wonderful, and take care of yourself, always. And especially during times of high stress and turmoil, make sure that you're looking out for yourself, because you deserve it. Great. And now for the other sort of regularly scheduled segment of the show. It's the segment where I wait and wonder if people are going to kick me out. And so this is sort of the hardest time to fill, because I don't know if I should start any stories. Not that I have a lot to say anyways. I'll paint you a mental picture. No, I'm pretty bad at that, actually. But I was walking. Actually, I misplaced a jacket of mine, which is unfortunate because it's kind of cold out. But I find that if I am underdressed for the cold, as long as I'm not out in the cold too much, I don't mind it at all. It feels like I think my body gives up for a bit. It says, all right, fine, he's not going to wear the appropriate winter gear. We won't feel cold. It's hopeless. And so I've trained my body to just give up on me, and that suits me just fine as far as the weather is concerned. But I'm walking, and it's pretty dramatic. It's pretty scenic out there, because you've got all this snow in the ground. And it's windy, and so the wind is blowing the snow. It's not very wet snow, and so it blows easily. It's being kind of swept into the street, and it's like sort of like sand sweeping across something or dust, and it's beautiful. If you have a chance to go outside, I'm saying too much, but just ignore it. If you've got a chance to go outside or look outside, take a look, because it really... I don't know. It felt very serene. It felt kind of like surreal. It felt like how it would be like on the moon if the moon had wind, which it doesn't. So I guess it's kind of like how it wouldn't be on the moon, but that's all technicalities here. We're not so concerned with reality. In fact, I get quite bored with it sometimes. Maybe here's the thing. Maybe I should analyze dreams on this show. I don't remember a lot of dreams. I know I had a dream recently, but I couldn't tell you what it was. And maybe that has a meaning in and of itself, but I'm also pretty bad at analyzing dreams or the lack thereof. Really, this was a terrible idea. I once had a dream. This is a bad radio show. I'm sorry. I once had a dream where I was on like a big boat, but the boat was a giant rubber duck. And I was taking a tour of a like fake Italian city that I'd never heard of. And I think I'd also lost my parents. This was a dream in, like, middle school. And so at that age, losing my parents wasn't, like, the worst thing in the world. But it wasn't a happy moment for me. I don't think it would be a happy moment for me now either. Although certainly I feel pretty capable to manage if I lose them now. I mean, I can drive now. I can, you know, check into a hotel now. It wouldn't be... I can get a job and earn money now. It wouldn't be the end of the world, but... I was on this big rubber duck, which is a bird, there you go, and my parents weren't, and I think my friends were. So, you know, really not the worst situation to be on. I'm with my friends, no parents. It's just like the Jimmy Neutron movie, except without the aliens. So make of that as you will. I've got 45 seconds to kill. I don't think I'm being kicked out. And so let's talk, I don't know, how are you doing? Here's the problem. I haven't planned. Well, I don't plan anything, but let's talk about papayas. I kind of like papayas, but only with lime. I find them to be a very sweet fruit. And it's sweet in a way that it's sweet, but without much flavor. The flavor is very subtle. And because of that, it needs the lime to sort of make it pop. And that is very quickly my opinions on a fruit that I've had a couple times. And with that being said, I hope y'all have a great night. Go to bed, stay up. Either way, make sure you take care of yourself. And yeah, just take care.